Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. See what I brought today? Have any idea what this is? It's pretty, isn't it? These are empty tubes. Looks a little like an organ. But it's really a game. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show you how it works. I'm going to put it right down here on the floor. It's a game for dropping things in. But I need to get some things to drop in it. Here. First, I'll try some balls. See if I can. There, got one in. Ooh, good. Nice. It's fun. You know, the balls go down very fast. So I just thought we might try some feathers. See how the feathers go down. Pretty. You know, you could pretend that you're playing a game like this. You know, even if you don't have these things. You could just pretend that you have some tubes right on your floor and that you have a pretend ball in your hand and just hold it over the tube and go boop. And you could pretend that you have a feather in your hand. And hold the feather like this and let it go down very slowly. And then with pretend, the feather could even come up. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who looks like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who talks like and looks like you. I like someone, do you know who? Yes, I like someone who plays like and talks like and looks like you. Let's see who that is at the door. Maybe it's somebody who, oh, sure, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Could you come in a minute? I have a game here.
Oh, a game?
Yep. I thought you might like to try.
Oh, I like learning new games.
Yeah. Well, what you do is to hold the ball right over one of those tubes and see if you can get it in the tube.
Any one of the tubes?
Any one.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this one. Well, didn't work that time.
Here's another one.
All righty.
Good.
I did it.
You got it.
I did it. Oh, I have a delivery here for you. One of them is what you ordered. Another one is something that I want you to have.
What is it?
It's a picture of Cheney Umphrey. Do you remember him?
Oh, I certainly do.
He's grown a lot since he's been here last.
Oh, he has grown.
Sometime this week, he'll be here showing his gymnastic work to the children at school.
Oh, I hope you'll let me know exactly when, because I really would like to see him.
Oh, I will. He's a grown-up, world-class gymnast now.
Oh, I know, and I'm so proud of him.
Oh, I almost forgot. Here is the delivery that you ordered.
Oh, how people make strollers.
Yes, some time ago you asked me to find it, and there it is, how people make strollers.
Do you have time to watch it with us?
I do. It's an interesting process.
Good. Well, let's just see it on picture-picture.
All right. Over to picture-picture.
Oh, thank you for this picture of Cheney.
You're welcome.
How people make strollers. Stroll along.
Stroll along.
All right.
And I'll explain it as we watch it.
Very good. And it goes to picture-picture. Let's watch how people make strollers.
When people make strollers, they put many different parts together.
You mean all of those parts that we see there are parts that are going to be in the stroller?
That's right.
Well, where do they all come from?
Well, they're made by people at another factory and then sent to this factory where people like this woman put them together in just the right way.
What's she doing now?
Well, she's putting grease on these rods that hold the front set of wheels.
Oh, grease.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Those will be the front wheels of the stroller.
The front wheels of the stroller.
Now what?
Well, then she uses this tool to add a bolt to each wheel, and that holds the wheels in place.
I see.
And now for the wheel covers.
Oh, the wheel covers. Hmm.
Snaps them on. Another set on the other set of wheels. And she checks to make sure the wheels are all right. And this piece is done and ready for this man to do his job.
He's doing?
Well, he's going to use a machine to bolt these parts together.
I see.
There's the machine. Uh-huh. They're being bolted together.
Look at that.
And then he adds this whole piece to the back set of wheels. You see?
Oh, it looks really complicated, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it is, but you'll see. It'll look like a stroller pretty soon.
All those parts carefully put together.
Now he sends this part of the stroller on its way. To this man.
And what does this man do?
Well, first he puts on the frame for the backrest. See, he's getting it in place.
Mm-hmm.
Has to make sure he gets it just right.
All those little parts together.
Very important, those little parts. And now the handle. Bolts the handle on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's looking much more like a stroller now.
Oh, it certainly is.
There they go, strolling along.
Strolling along. Now this man puts the backrest and seat into place.
There's the backrest.
Backrest. Now next, the seat. See?
Uh-huh. Taking shape. And what's this?
Well, now it's time for a soft cushion.
He's carefully looking at it.
And of course, the seatbelt.
Oh, of course. Anything that you would ride in that moves, you need a seatbelt.
That's right.
What's this?
Well, that's the hood.
See? I see.
Now, this is the front cover. Well, there they are, the finished strollers, ready to be used by lots of families.
That's very interesting. I often wondered about that.
Well, I did too, especially when I was strolling my grandchildren.
Oh, did you stroll them fast or slowly?
Well, when they were in the stroller, I was very careful.
No speedy delivery with them.
No speedy delivery. But when they weren't in the stroller, I used it one day to carry a delivery, and I pushed it a lot faster that day. Oh, speaking of speedy deliveries, I have a lot more to do today, a lot more speedy deliveries.
Do you ever do a slow delivery instead of a speedy delivery?
Well, if someone wants one, usually people want a speedy delivery.
Yes, well, thank you for the speedy deliveries you brought to us today.
Well, you're welcome, and I'll see you around the neighborhood.
All right, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, I like someone who delivers like Mr. McFeely. Here's the trolley. Just thinking, you know, the trolley can go fast and slowly. Let me see if I can show you here. See how slowly it can go? Now try fast. Fast. Well, let's make believe that the trolley is going fast and slowly in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? You ready for that trolley? Okay, that's right. Neighborhood of make-believe. Neighborhood trolley, I presume. Did I notice that you were going extra fast and extra slow today? Yes. Will you try going fast again, please? Very well done, trolley. Now you may try going slowly.
Yes. Is there something wrong with you, trolley?
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Oh, King Friday, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you. Yes, correct as usual, King Friday. Yeah. Is there something wrong with the trolley?
On the contrary, everything is right with the trolley.
But it was moving so slowly.
At our request. Now watch. Trolley, you may try going fast now.
Wow, that is fast. It'll probably be in Westwood in no time.
Now, what brings you to our neighborhood, Mayor Maggie? Some special offering, perhaps?
I came on some business with Cornflake especially. Mm. Rocket business.
I see. No special offering?
You mean for you?
I do enjoy a musical offering now and then, you know.
How about peace and quiet?
That would be lovely. Themselves and in song.
Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. We all want peace. We all want peace.
Beautiful, beautiful offering.
I'm glad you like it. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Before you go, Mayor Maggie, could you sing that same song? Only very fast.
Very fast?
Yes, just to see what it sounds like.
I'll try. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. We all want peace, we all want peace.
Very different, isn't it?
Yes. Very different. Which do you like better?
Oh, there's something about the slow way that seems right for peace and quiet.
I agree. Now, I must get to my meeting at the factory.
Farewell, Mayor Maggie. Thank you for musical peace and quiet.
Farewell, King Friday. You're most welcome. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Corny. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet.
Maggie. Oh, there you are.
Yes, Mr. Pesciley.
Oh.
I've been thinking about fast and slow. Peace and quiet.
Well, you sure could use some peace and quiet around a factory.
I bet you can.
Lots of noise and racket here. Now, you said you were interested in some stroller rockets.
Yes, for our little ones in Westwood.
Well, I have one model that I can show you. Before I bring it, would you turn off this motor here, please?
All right.
No, not up there, right there. Yeah, that's it. Thanks very much. I'll be right back.
All right.
Here it is. What do you think? Yes, now you can just try it right here.
All
just
right.
Roll it along, and you'll
like
see.
This.
You see? It rocks at the same time as it strolls.
Oh, it's just what I wanted.
It is. Good.
Now, are they all the same color and fabric?
Oh, no. In fact, you could come inside and we'll show you the different colors and materials and all.
All right. You have quite a fine factory here, Mr. Pesciley.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Mayor Maggie. Come along. Come around.
All right.
Oh, before you come in, would you turn this motor on again? We'll need it.
Right there.
Right. Thanks so much. See you inside.
Wow. Very peaceful in this neighborhood right now. I don't see Mayor Maggie, but I don't see anybody for that matter. I wonder if it could be something about the tracks that's making the trolley go so fast. I better not lean across there. It might come speeding around here. I wonder if Lady Elaine and her boomerang have anything to do with this. Hope Daniel's at home. I'm
knocking on my clock?
Chuck Aver, Daniel.
Oh, neighbor Aver, how are you?
I'm fine, but I'm concerned about the neighborhood trolley.
Oh, is it lost again?
No, but it's going so fast, it really can't do its job.
Where did you see it?
Whizzing by in Westwood. Oh. And I've been looking for Mayor Maggie to tell her about it.
I think she's at Corny's factory.
Oh, really? I was just there. I didn't see her, but... Yeah. Oh, perhaps she went inside.
Probably.
Well, thanks, Daniel. I'll look there.
Oh, before you go, would you take one or two to help me with something?
Well, of course. I always have an extra one or two for you.
All right, I'll go get it. Just a minute.
Ready? Wonder what he has. Oh.
This is the first part of it.
First part of
it? Yeah.
Wonder what...
This is the second part of it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You take that one.
I have this one. There's more?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is the third part of it.
Three and the third part. Okay.
That's right. So the thing is, what you're supposed to do is to try to get the ball into one of these things.
Oh.
There.
Try to get the ball into one of these.
Yeah, now you try one.
All right, just go like that?
No. Hold it up and then drop it in.
Oh, that's a little more difficult.
Oh! You find it?
In fact, that's
very
difficult.
Try once more.
No, you try again.
No, you try.
Okay.
That one's yours.
I'll try this.
Okay.
Third one.
Oh, very good. See, that's
now it's your turn.
Okay.
There you go. There you are.
Thanks. Let me see now. Which one will I try?
Oh, that was close,
Daniel.
You find
it?
Boy, that ball rolls very fast when it...
Okay, now you try.
Which reminds me.
What?
I need to find Mayor Maggie.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for playing with me, neighbor.
Oh, of course. I always enjoy playing with you.
Oh,
in fact, when I figure out what to do with the trolley, I'll come back and we'll play some more, okay?
Oh, good. Well, I like playing with you, too. Does that mean that we're friends?
I hope so. See you later.
Okay, friend Aver.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Fast. No. Slow. No. Fast. No. Very slowly walking. Mayor Maggie.
Oh, that was great timing. Huh? I wanted you to see some of these pieces of material.
Goodness, and I needed to talk to you about a trolley problem.
What's going on with the trolley? I just saw it a little while ago.
Oh, it's moving very fast.
Oh, yes, it can go quite fast, but it can go slowly, too.
Well, that's true, but nobody has seen it going slowly lately. In fact, it's scaring a lot of the neighbors in Westwood, and that's why I wanted you to know about it.
I'll go into the castle and talk with King Friday about it.
Okay.
In the meantime, you could take these samples and show them to the citizens in Westwood.
Oh, okay. Oh, here comes the trolley now. Charlie,
what? Surely is going fast.
Oh, wait a minute, trolley. I just want to show you my control box here. This is what makes the trolley go fast and slowly. This one. And this turns it on and off like that. Yeah. Okay, thanks, trolley. You see, it's only in a make-believe place, where everything is pretend, that a trolley could run itself. But what do you think they could do in make-believe to get the trolley to slow down? We'll think more about that next time. But right now, I'd better feed the fish. They may be hungry. Want some food, fish? There. Beautiful fish. I love to see them swim. You know, fish have to stay in water to be able to live. We people live with air around us, while the fish live with water all around them. Isn't it interesting to think about things like that? Yeah. I need to clean up here. Feathers. Into the basket. Get the balls out here. My friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. There is so much to know and so much to do and so many interesting things to think about. I'm really glad we're able to have these times together. Gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. Only one person in this whole world like you, whether you're going fast or slowly, you know who it is. It's you yourself. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.